Describe a crowded place you have visited, IELTS speaking cue card. Describe a crowded place you have visited cue card, sample answer 1. Introduction. Because India is a densely populated country, many areas are frequently packed. Some of these places include religious temples, historical monuments, and presently, train stations, public gardens, and many others. Where is it? Today, I'd like to discuss a popular shopping mall in Jaipur that is constantly crowded. It's called Hypercity Mall and is located in the north part of the city. The mall has a total of 7 stories, including 2 levels for parking. It was developed about 15 years ago and houses stores for all major worldwide brands as well as a cinema. The mall is mostly packed on weekends when people have time off from work. It is a location where no one gets bored since there are so many things to do, such as playing games, watching films, dining at their favorite place, and so on. When did you go there? With whom did you went there? I went to this mall for the first time with my boyfriend. I went there during the winters. We had heard a lot about the mall from others, and some even said it was one of the best malls in Asia. Explain how you felt about being there. So we decided to visit that mall for ourselves, and we were blown away. It was the weekend, and the mall was packed and crowded. Everyone seemed pleased and thrilled, just like us. Also, there were Christmas sales going on with attractive discount offers at most of the stores, so we got ourselves some new things at excellent prices. We were at the mall for about 5 hours and didn't even realize it. Now, I am a frequent visitor to the mall, and I spend the majority of my shopping there. Conclusion. Overall, it was an enjoyable experience, and I would love to visit the mall again, but maybe on a less crowded day. Describe a crowded place you have visited cue card, sample answer 2. Introduction. I am one of those people that dislikes being in a crowded environment. But that doesn't mean I can entirely avoid such spaces, especially when our country is one of the world's most densely populated. Where is it? I'd been to a lot of places where it was impossible to move around without running into other people. But none of them were as crowded as the train station where I went with 2 of my friends a few months ago. This railway station is known as Gandhi Nagar Station and is located on the north side of our capital city. In the first place, we chose this station to avoid the crowds. When did you go there? I visited there in mid-June of this year, which was a few months ago. Just after our semester final, me and my friends decided to take a short trip of 2 days. But we had no idea at the time that we would be dealing with such a massive throng. With whom did you went there? We booked our train ticket online and headed to the train station on Sunday morning as part of our journey to this place. The roads were not too congested, and we arrived at the train station well ahead of schedule. But as soon as 2 of my friends and I approached the train station, we recognized that something was wrong, and there was a sea of people. We had no idea how heavy it was until we tried to move there. It was inconceivable, and I felt as if I were in a nightmare. Explain how you felt about being there. I am not a person who enjoys being among large groups of people. However, there is a limit to how much crowd I can tolerate. But it was insane that day. Most trains on that day missed their schedules due to harsh weather conditions. The crowd was massive on that day as compared to a usual day. For a minute, I also thought of opting out of the plan and moving back to my home. But then my friends convinced me to stay. We had to tolerate this crowd for another 3 hours, as our train was also late due to the weather. But as soon as our train arrived, we just rushed into the train and booked our seats. Conclusion. Although this experience was a rare case, I guess it will not be repeated much frequently. Describe a crowded place you have visited cue card, sample answer 3. Introduction. Amusement parks are also busy and crowded spaces. It is also known as a theme park, and with various rides and water activities, it is the ideal place for friends to entertain themselves. People are drawn to the park by mechanized thrill rides, which include roller coasters, flat rides, and other attractions. There are also some rides for youngsters to enjoy, as well as fake falls and wave-filled oceans for water play. Where is it? I visited the Imagica theme park, which is located near Thane, Mumbai. It is one of the largest and best parks in India. This theme park is divided into three parts, with more than 100 rides. It costs roughly 2,000 rupees as entry fees, and despite the higher price, people go there to have fun for a day. The majority of colleges near Mumbai take their students on tours to this theme park as a picnic. When did you go there?
I went there recently to have a memorable day after finishing my college. It is a large park that can accommodate up to 1,500 people at one time. On weekdays, it appears to be uncrowded, but on weekends, it appears to be full. Some came with their families, while others came with their buddies.
With whom did you went there?
I went with some of my college buddies. It was the best decision for me to spend time with my buddies over there. It takes one full day to accomplish all of the rides. However, we skipped some due to fear. That day has become one of the most unforgettable days of our lives. A roller coaster is a game that terrified all of us, but we enjoyed it.
Explain how you felt about being there.
It was quite a fun and adventurous day for all of us. We spent approximately 25 to 30 minutes to complete one ride because it was crowded on the weekend. Even though it was packed, they kept it tidy by sweeping and collecting rubbish in trash cans. The food court was also available inside that theme park, where we enjoyed a lot of excellent quality delicious food. Despite the huge crowd, the service in the food court was quite good and fast.
Conclusion. It is also one of the most crowded areas, but it appears to be less packed because it is large in area. Even if they keep it clean, we should prevent behaviors such as throwing trash in the walking lane or grass lane.
We should throw it away. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions.
Question, did you like to go to crowded places?
Answer, well, it depends on my mood, when I want to socialize. I go to crowded locations like cafes and shopping malls. I receive a lot of positive vibes when I see many people smiling and having a good time at these places.
Question, which place in your city seems crowded?
Answer, I live in Jaipur, which is known as the Pink City of India. It is famous for its historical monuments and forts. Many tourists from India and around the world come to visit those monuments and forts. Therefore, these places generally remain crowded in my city.
Question, do you like places with large space?
Answer, yes, I enjoy vast open places. We can conduct many activities on a huge scale, and we feel comfortable when we are in large areas. Therefore, living in a house with good space all around is always helpful, but it can be tough to maintain at times. Otherwise, living near large spaces is a beautiful experience.
Question, what do you think is the most important thing about a public event?
Answer, nowadays, the most crucial aspect of a public event is the safety of the attendees because things can quickly go wrong and lead to catastrophes in large crowds. Another aspect that organizers should consider is public utilities such as drinking water, urinals, and so on. Organizers should also have procedures in place for emergency circumstances such as a fire.
Question, why did the place get crowded?
What makes people gather in one place?
Answer, because they need to buy their items, they congregate in public places such as marketplaces and shopping malls.
Some of them spent their time enjoying themselves and relaxing at public parks, shopping malls, and other public places.
During the festival season, discount deals and offers drew them to the market to purchase things at a low cost.
Question, which place do you prefer to visit, crowded or uncrowded?
Answer, it depends on who I'm going with as to what place I'm going to visit. If I'm going with a friend, even if it's a crowded place, I prefer to go because it gives us some enjoyment when our friends are around us. Even if it's an uncrowded place, our friends can have fun with us. But if I'm going with my family, I prefer an uncrowded place to visit to spend some quality time with them.